Hello.
Hello, this is Dijar with customer support returning your phone call. Could you please provide me
Oh,
with your zip code so that I can further assist you?
it's 76843.
Thank you. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Robert Reese, REESE.
Okay, that zip code was 76843.
Yes, zip code 76843.
Give me one second. Could it be listed under a different zip code?
No, it could not.
Okay, so it doesn't show we have an account for that zip code. Did you order a product?
No, ma'am, I did not. What happened, something showed up on my bank statement, two orders, and one of them was for $89.65, and the other one was for $87.43. And I didn't order anything like that.
Okay, let me see.
I don't know how you got my card number or anything for that.
Well, right now it doesn't show that we have an account for that zip code. I'm going to try to search by your name.
Plus, let me ask you this. Do y'all send that stuff, Vermeer, Rex, and MES support or something like that?
Vermaxrin?
I guess.
Yes, we do have.
And testosterone, something like that. I got a package in the mail, and I didn't order this.
Okay. Do you happen to have the card that was being billed?
Yeah, let me get it. Hold on just a minute. Okay, I got it.
Could you provide me with the first six digits?
First six?
Mm-hmm.
431101.
And the last four digits?
2958. That also made my bank account overdrawn, too, and it did.
Okay. And for security purposes, could you verify your billing address?
It's P.O. Box 311 in Coleman, Texas, 76834.
Okay, so we do have an account for you. So let's see here. It looks like on July 5th, we have the Affinity Health Testomaxrin and the Affinity Health Vermaxrin for $6.59 and $7.49 that was ordered. Do you recall processing that, the shipping
yes.
and handling charges on July 5th?
Yes. But that's all I've ordered.
Okay, so once you process the order for the shipping and handling, it began a trial that started on July 5th. Now, it does state in the terms and conditions that it is a 14-day trial where we ship you out a 30-day supply to try the product to see if it's something that's going to work for you. Now, in the event that you decide the product is not for you or you just decide you don't wish to continue, it does state you have to cancel within your trial period to avoid being billed for the product that you pay the shipping and handling on, as well as enrolled in the auto billing auto ship program. Now, have you had a chance to begin using those products?
Yes, I have. And it didn't work, and I'm not satisfied with it. And I didn't know about this other thing, that just being a trial. I thought if that was the product, that was it. Because I didn't know about this other stuff coming up. That wasn't anywhere in any information I got.
Okay, so it would have been listed on the terms and conditions once you initially purchased the product. Now, they are all natural products. They do increase strength, increase stamina and blood flow, and they also produce stronger muscles and erection. So what I can do is place your account on a 30-day hold. That way you can get a chance to see those results you were seeking.
Look, I've already tried the product. I don't want it. I don't want anything to do with it. It isn't what I thought it was going to be.
Okay, so I do understand that it can be a bit pricey. Now, I do want to assure you it is worth the price. It is the number one product on the market. Now, it looks like your account is also currently...
Let me stop you. I want this off my account. I tried the product. I don't want it. I didn't know about that being just a trial.
Mm-hmm.
I want the money put back in my bank account. The first two products ordered, that's fine. But this that I got in the mail, I send it back. I hadn't opened it. But I want it off my account. And I don't want to use that card again.
Okay. Now, the current charges on the account, it does show that these are valid charges due to the account not being canceled prior to today. And we aren't able to receive those products back and restock them in the warehouse due to the current pandemic. Now, we most definitely hate to lose you as a customer. Now, with that hold, you wouldn't have any further shipments or charges during those 30 days. And also, since we hate to lose you as a customer, I can add my family and friends discount of 75%.
What do I got to do to get this? This package is not opened. I've never opened it that I got today. I want to send it back, and I want to get my money back for whatever you're trying to charge me for. There was nothing in writing that I could understand that that was just a trial. That was supposed to be the product, period. I bought it. I didn't like it. And now you sent me something else that I don't want.
Okay, so I do apologize if those terms and conditions weren't clear for you. Now, we do always have the options of calling in, and we can provide you with those terms and conditions via the phone as well. So I can go ahead and get this account canceled for you so you won't receive any further shipments or charges. But the current charges on the account, it does show that these are valid, but you won't have any further shipments or charges.
Well, I'm going to take it to the bank, see, because I didn't order it. And I'm going to see if I can't get this resolved somehow else. I'll send this package back to you that I got today because I don't want it. And I'm trying to be nice about it. And it was sold. I don't know how you sold it and expected. You know, I read everything that's supposed to be about it when I ordered it. There's nothing said about that being a trial and I'd have to take something else later on. Nothing was said about it. So I'm going to just take it to the bank and let them file some papers on it.
Okay, now I understand that you want us to speak to your bank and file a dispute. Now, what will happen is during the dispute process, the bank will contact us, and we'll have to provide them with the terms and conditions and the tracking number showing that the charges are legal and valid. At that point, you wouldn't be eligible for the refund. Now, for the current charges on the account, I can refund 35% back to your account for the charges that we recently did on the account.
No, it's going to have to be better than 35%. I'm going to go to the bank. I'm sorry. You know, I'm trying to be nice about it. You sent me something I didn't want. I didn't know it was a trial or anything else. And you charged my account to it without my permission. Now, if you can't refund it, I'm going to take it to the bank and let them handle it.
Now, once you initially purchased that product, you did agree to the terms and conditions. You have to agree to those terms and conditions before you can process the order for our products. Now, I do apologize if they weren't clear for you.
I didn't have anything I had to sign anything else. you know, so I don't think this is going to work.
Now, I am willing to refund 50% of the charges on the account. Now, they are valid charges, but I can process a refund of 50% of each charge.
Ma'am, I didn't sign anything saying that I would take that as a trial and have y'all send me something else later. There's nothing with my signature on it. Now, I can't.
Do you recall clicking that box stating that you're...
$160-something. Do you realize that?
Yes, sir, I do.
I put my bank account overdraft, and I had to pay $25 a piece for each one of those accounts. That's $50. I can't afford that.
Well, I understand, Mr. Reese, that it can be a bit pricey. Now, do you recall clicking that box stating, yes, I am 18 years of age or older?
I'm probably dead.
Yes, sir. So right beneath that box, it does state in the terms and conditions that it's a 14-day trial. And it's
I ordered
set on
this over the phone. There was nothing paperwork. It's straight over the phone.
Okay. So this product, it has to be ordered online.
Okay, I did that.
Right, so...
The first two, but there was nothing in there about a trial, and I never sent any kind of paperwork back in saying that I did understand it that.
Okay, sir, once you click on that box stating you're 18 years of age or older and you accept those terms and conditions, it's basically like an electronic signature stating you understand what you're getting into before you put your card information online. Now, due to that fact that you did agree to those terms and conditions, the charges are valid. I am trying to work with you the best way possible. The maximum amount that I can refund for the charges is 75% for those charges.
Well, you've jumped 25% each time. How come you can't go 100%?
Because I'm trying to work with you the best way possible. Because really,
wait,
the charges are valid for the full amount.
Well, if I go at the bank, they're going to get my whole amount back.
Well, if you go to the bank will contact us, and we'll have to provide them with the terms and conditions that you agreed upon, showing that you that the charges are valid.
Yeah, and they're going to say, is there any signature or anything on it? And you have to say no. I didn't sign
Sir, a signature isn't required for an online purchase. Once you click that box, it is an electronic signature.
Ma'am, you're costing me money. Do you know that? You're costing me money I ain't got.
Well, I understand that, sir. So, but we did send the products out to you, so you have received those. Now, actually, it looks like you have a 2-month supply of the products.
Yes, it came in the mail yesterday, and I don't want it. I didn't order it.
Okay, give me one moment. All right, Mr. Reese, thank you for holding so patiently. So I did get a chance to speak to my supervisor. She did give the okay for the full refund for those most recent charges. So you'll be seeing those funds go back to your account within 3 to 5 business days. But going forward, I do want to make you aware that it is very important to read those terms and conditions. And whenever you can't do that, then you do have the option to giving us a call and we can provide them to you over the phone. Also, I need to provide you with your cancellation code if you have something to write that down with?
Let me see. Let me grab a pen. And what's this cancellation code for?
It's confirmation that your account has been canceled.
Okay. Okay, I'm ready.
All right. So it's C as in Charlie, 2-4-7-2-4-2-0.
Okay. And I'll get this package back in the mail to you right away.
We don't have a way to restock that package, so you can dispose of it if you like.
Okay. I'm an old man. I ain't got no need for anything like this.
All right. Well, I most definitely do understand, sir. I want to thank you for calling customer support. You enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.